The stock markets closed slightly down today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost about 0.75%. The S&P 500 was down by a similar amount, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ was down almost 2.8%. But if you look at the three-month graphs of all three indexes, they look the same. A big V with all the averages back above their September 10th levels. Joining us to talk about the return of optimism to Wall Street is Jeremy Siegel, professor of finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Jeremy Siegel, do you now think that the sell-off after September 11th was just a panic reaction, or is the future for most companies really brighter now than it appeared to be 2 months ago?
What is remarkable is we're above the level that we had reached before September 11th, and my belief is the investors believe there's so much stimulus that's being provided by the government, by the Federal Reserve, that we may actually get out of this recession faster than we would have otherwise.
Now, the economy as a whole has been weak. For the first time in many years, the economy actually contracted last quarter and is expected to do so again. But does this mean, do you think, that investors are looking at a recession that happens when, that ends when?
My belief is that the stock market usually bottoms around 5-6 months before the economy bottoms. And if that September 21st date is the bottom of the market, and that is increasingly looking like it was, it means that investors expect the economy to recover by the middle of the first quarter of next year.
So that's really right around the corner.
Absolutely, and they think that the bottoming process is going to be fairly rapid, and that we're going to start an expansion. You're right; we had an 11-year expansion, an all-time record in the United States, and a lot of people are very optimistic that we're going to get back on track again.
Well, now, what about this? Stocks are up, but they are still down for the year. Lots of people who've been watching their retirement funds go up every single quarter suddenly saw them go down. Do you think people who weren't used to investing are changing their behavior when they look at something like that happening?
Well, you're certainly right. And this is the second year that we're going to have a down year unless we have a huge rally in the next 4 or 5 weeks. And that is the first back-to-back declines that we've had in a quarter century. So this really tests investors' resolve. Are they really in there for the long run, or are they going to feel, hey, the odds are now against me and I'm going to get out? I think most people at this point are sticking with the market, but certainly it's going to test a lot of investors' fortitude.
Lots of people went into the market when prices were high. Companies we're looking at stocks that are down 80-90% from their all-time highs. Do you think those stocks, are people going to hold those stocks for the long run and just try to wait for them to get back to where they bought them?
Well, those investors that took severe losses had a very unbalanced portfolio that was too heavily weighted in the technology. The truth is, if you had reduced that sector, the rest of your portfolio has really taken a relatively minor decline. So I think the lesson of the last 2 years is that diversification really pays, and those are the investors that I think are going to stick with the market.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jeremy Siegel is a professor of finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.